Be ye therefore perfect. Elder Mark E. Peterson. Mark E. Peterson, Conference Report, April 1950, pages 152-153. As I have listened to these beautiful sermons on repentance, I have thought over and over again about one of the commandments given by the Savior in the Sermon on the Mount. In it he said, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfecting of the saints. Paul tells us that the church organization was given to us, among other reasons, for the perfecting of the saints. In spite of this commandment, and in spite of this statement of Paul, there are some people who believe that it is impossible for us to become perfect. Perfection is not for this life, they say, and so why try? I would like to say that I believe with all my heart that if the Lord had any idea that we could not begin in mortality on the march toward perfection, he would never have given us the commandment. Neither would he have given us a church organization for the perfecting of the saints, 100% perfect. I believe that in many ways, here and now in mortality, we can begin to perfect ourselves. A certain degree of perfection is attainable in this life. I believe that we can be 100% perfect. For instance, in abstaining from the use of tea and coffee, we can be 100% perfect in abstaining from liquor and tobacco. We can be 100% perfect in paying a full and honest tithing. We can be 100% perfect in abstaining from eating two meals on fast day and giving to the bishop as fast offering the value of those two meals from which we abstain. We can be 100% perfect in keeping the commandment which says that we shall not profane the name of God. We can be perfect in keeping the commandment which says, Thou shalt not commit adultery. We can be perfect in keeping the commandment which says, Thou shalt not steal. We can become perfect in keeping various others of the commandments that the Lord has given us. I am confident that one of the great desires of the Lord our God is that we shall keep that great commandment which says, Be ye therefore perfect, and that we may do so is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.